Om Shanti. Welcome to this conversation we're going to have this evening. Not a lecture, a chance for us all to share. We have a short passage of time to go through, so a very warm welcome to you all. Can I just ask, very sweetly please, if you would mind turning your mobiles off. You have this lovely music in your pockets, in your handbags. Make sure they're turned off or on silent. Thank you. So, again, a warm welcome to all my brothers and sisters for this very special day, the UN International Women's Day. This event is being celebrated worldwide in many BK centres and also in collaboration with women's groups in their areas. So an important day for honouring women. You might wonder why. Are you wondering? Why we have two brothers here. All will be revealed in time. I offer you a special message that has come for this day. And it's a beautiful message, and it's come from the United Nations, and the quote that has been given to all the areas, all the countries in the world is, when we unleash the power of women, we can secure the future for all. A very positive message from the United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. Anyhow, the title for this evening is The Power of the Feminine. Authenticity, difficult word to say. Intuition. Purposefulness. Do you recognize that? So this is what we're going to be having the conversations on. Can I introduce you to my co-hosts, Brother Ram Prakash from the United States, from New York, Sister Laura from Morocco, Sister Becky from the Philippines, and the ever lovely David Goodman from the UK. You'll agree, a truly international group. Before we start, I'd like to share a quote. A woman is like a tea bag. You can't tell how strong she is until you put her in hot water. It's an old quote. Some of you may have heard that one. This was given by Eleanor Roosevelt, the president's wife. So, let's get cracking. So, Becky, over to you.
Just for background, we were called yesterday and said, let's celebrate this, but we decided to make it very BK in a sense that to talk our own spiritual development. And therefore, we will ask you to share with someone you're sitting with. The question is, Baba has put the women in front. Yeah, there must be a reason for that. How has this principle that Baba had put in front of us shaped your own spiritual development? Okay? So this principle of putting women in front, how did it shape your spiritual development? What qualities maybe you have developed because of this? If you can actually imagine in the world today, we are really, I think, one of the largest, if not the largest, women-led spiritual organization. What is the benefit, do you think, it has in terms of the world and in terms of your own personal development? So we'll ask you to just share with each other this, and let's start with being authentic, some of us may have some reaction to putting women in front. And you might have also a positive reaction knowing that this is an organization, women putting women in front, and we'd like you to share it with each other. And then after 5 minutes, we would like to ask some people to actually share with us before we share our own ideas about this topic. Okay? So you can talk to anyone who sits next to you. Maybe same language, much better. This is the only organization. All religions have been led by men. Okay? You come to the Brahma Kumaris and you find out the leaders are women. How did it help you, because you came for a spiritual reason, how did it help you become spiritual? Okay? Because you came because of your spiritual development. How did it help you, this aspect of the women leading this organization? Okay. I'm sure that it's going to be a longer discussion, and it doesn't have to end now. We can continue to discuss about it, but we'd like to hear from some of you some points that you'd like to share. The microphone is in front. Anyone like to?
Don't be shy. We love dying to hear what you have to say. You think of Brahma Baba, so sweet and humble. What he did for women. Come. I'm very happy you've taken up the challenge for women.
I think many wants to come, but they're waiting for the ball to keep rolling, so I will start. I think what we were discussing was that, you know, women, by nature, they are the symbol of love. And at present, each and every soul is looking for that authentic love, that spiritual love. And so women being the administrators, the leaders of this organization, gives opportunity for people to experience that love which they are searching for. And actually, love is one of the master qualities of spirituality. So automatically experiencing that love, it allows them to develop themselves. That's one of the reason, I think, benefit we get. The second thing we were discussing also was, you know, it's the nature of the women to nurture, you know, not just leave it there only, allow it to grow. And so the secret of our organization growing so fast, many people ask, you know, it is because of the leading figures, the leading authorities, women. That's why in India we say, when women become the leader, the home becomes heaven. And so we create heaven together, having women as leaders.
Organization has put women ahead, you know, despite all the other organizations. I think it's a great strength of this organization. And on a personal level, what it has given me is a lot of self-respect, dignity, self-respect, and also self-confidence as well. Because the empowerment on the women, it has empowered us as well, so that we are able to shape and, you know, mold our life in the way we want it and not being dictated by others. So I think the inner qualities, you know, has blossomed as well. And, you know, the main thing is also the respect, the self-respect that we have developed. Thank you.
Ashanti. Okay, I don't want to be controversial, but I will say Brahma Baba didn't have any choice. Just woman came to him, you know. So he has to do what he has. And still, we can see that wherever you make a program, 80% of the public is women from 35 years old to 70 years old. So again, not so much choice, you know. Then also we can make a distinction in between the Indian Yagya and the Yagya outside India, which is, okay, you can say mainly in India is mainly sister. Outside India, it's a mix of sister and brothers, you know. More in France, for example, there is more brother in charge of the center than sister. Okay, I don't know. It's true in other countries like America Latina, it's mainly sister, but some country, it's like a brother. Mainly Western Europe, it's mainly a brother, you can say. Then after, you know, for me is brother, sister, I don't mind, as long as it's the quality soul. Om Shanti.
Very, very good. Come, anybody else, please? Let's have a few more. What about Russia? Russia must have something for us on this topic. Yes? Is there good translation? Did I see a hand over here? Come. See, lots of fingers pointing. Come. We'd like to hear another. We'd like to have another brother's view, as we have two brothers here. Lots of wagging of fingers. Okay. Becky, do you think we should go forward? Last chance? It's such a lovely topic why you came. And I love the brother's idea of we didn't have any choice. Ah, here we are. Brave soul. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Your name?
Pedro,
from
Mexico. In Mexico, like India, the woman, like cultural, was punished so many years. I think this is one of the reasons because the woman we need in front of us. Other point is for the men. For working from the humility. Oh, is okay?
Yes.
My English is not
very good.
In so many years in the spiritual way, I can think in more years we came. We forget about that because we come to see like a souls. If souls don't have a gender. No male, no female. But it's very interesting because you can, in my personal experience, I learned too much from the women. My mother, my grandmother, and that is very special for me. Always I have a between great women, and now is not the exception. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Just an observation. Thank you, brother. Somebody was telling me that they were watching a son speaking to his mother that was here in the dining room, and they were a different language, but just the whole attitude and the whole vibration, he was giving his mother such respect and love as he was speaking with her. And the observer commented later to the gentleman, the brother, and he said, well, she brought me up. So why would I not have respect? But such was the respect. It was a very powerful scene and imprinted. Thank you.
He wants to start. Okay. I was thinking about Brahma Baba. As you said, there's no choice, but I think he has to be re-educated in a way to actually become the mother of the Yagya. And if you look at it in terms of the Murali, Baba keeps on saying he is actually the senior mother. And I think that is the aspect which is very wonderful to, for me, to see one who was culturally brought up as a male and to completely submit himself as a wife and with faith that something will happen is actually a good training for change and transformation. And to be able to give that and show that in action by choosing and trusting women to run the yagya. I think, yes, there is no choice, but it is also his education to bring back his own quality, his own feminine quality, to bring change in the world. As we all culturally were brought up with our own culture, and culture are very, culturally and politically, masculine qualities is very dominant. And I think in India, but Rama Baba, as a man, you know, in a man's body, was actually educated by Shiv Baba to become, to develop, not to develop, but to bring out the best of a human being with those two qualities. I think it was his choice. I don't think there was a choice. There was a choice for him to actually choose to surrender to this higher being. I think, and I think that is a beautiful choice that he gave to all of us, to be able to trust that there is something within us that needed to still be developed. For me, that's how I see Brahma Baba in this institution.
Shall we try, brother, see what he has to bring up? David, you want to share something? The questions that were asked were very interesting. Sorry, not the questions were answered, but I love the, obviously, the nature of a woman is to nurture. And I have a lovely little quote here, if I can just put it in, I can find it. Which I thought, it's about, oh yes, I can remember it. A woman is a full circle. She creates, nurtures, I can't remember the last bit, can you remember it? I shared it with you earlier. She creates, nurtures, and accomplishes, I think it was. But she is a full circle. It's a very nice quote, David.
I must admit to have been very passionately interested in women's issues. I feel I was a sister in my last birth, and when I hear the stories of the Yagya from the early days, I get really quite moved by it, and sometimes it's me that reminds the sisters that it's actually Women's Day on the 8th of March. And also, even just my life, although I had lots of friends who were boys, but from an early age I had lots of friends who were girls, not girlfriends, but friends who were girls. And then my whole of my my working life, because I was a children's dentist in the National Health Service, so 80% women. I spent the whole day in a room with a woman. We used to joke, apart from sleeping, we see more of each. I saw more of my nurse, she saw more of me than our husband and wife. It was quite funny. And then you end up living in a center with a couple of sisters. So I've thought about this quite a lot. And I was just saying to Becky that when I first came, it was, even though I felt quite feminine, and I was thinking about, you know, there's, what do we mean by feminine? There's the male and female issues, the gender issues, but actually emotionally feminine, what does that mean? And what does it mean to be spiritually feminine? I actually feel spiritually feminine. I really think of Brahma Baba. Oh, sorry. Think of Brahma Baba. He's a creator, but he's also a sustainer. He is a mother. I remember once I sent a women's libber screaming from the center when I told her that for me God is a motherly father and a fatherly mother. which he couldn't. But for me, actually, that's true. And so I found when I came, it was an opportunity to sort of put the strong side of a male character down, just to turn the volume down, because it was Baba's system. And so in a sense, although I felt very comfortable with the system, maybe some brothers didn't feel so comfortable, I felt very comfortable with that, it actually, in a sense, you didn't really have a choice, because that was the system. I mean, the interesting thing for me was when, some of you may know Sister Maureen, so we were married when we came to Baba, and we still are actually, in the eyes of the law, of course not in the eyes of God. Sorry?
Senior moment. He's over 35 years in Gyan.
it'll come back. It was an interesting point. But basically, I felt very comfortable. And, you know, when you're new in Gyan, I used to treat Maureen as a sister, like what she said. What Baba says, whatever the sisters say, you do. So it's quite an interesting thing, and that was actually very helpful for me. And it was only kind of later that I started seeing that, of course, these are the qualities of the soul. It's not really, for me, it's not really male or female. It's the male and female qualities in the soul, which clearly can be expressed from a man or a woman. It doesn't. I mean, I feel I'm quite caring and nurturing. I seem to have a natural kind of intuitive feeling for looking after people. You'd call that feminine, but actually, men have that. So it's not a male or female quality.
Quite agree. And the form of Vishnu. That's why we have two brothers, two sisters, in a way, here today. The sustainer, and you're speaking so beautifully about the early days when you came. And are there many new people here today? Is there anybody who's come for the very first time? A very warm welcome to you. Congratulations. You reached quite a few. It's lovely to see. My heart is very full because I can remember my first visit. And you're going to really enjoy yourself. This is such a lovely family. You're going to find out more. Sorry, I'm going off the theme.
Georgina, just what's coming in my mind, this thing of Vishnu, because it's interesting in the context of what I was saying. Like, when Narayan is standing in front, then there's the male qualities. And then when it's Mahalakshmi, so the Lakshmi standing in front, it's more the female qualities. But they're qualities of the soul, aren't they?
And for I remember visiting, I'll speak to Laura about this, I visited a Swami Narayan temple in London, a very famous one that's enormous, gorgeously built, like an ice cream palace. You must, if you come to London, after you've been to Global House, we'll take you there. And exquisitely built. And I went into, the first time I'd been into a temple, a place like that, and I went into what they call it the mandir? It's the sacred space. And there was a statue of Vishnu there. And I was with an interfaith group I'd been invited to attend. And they asked me what the figure meant. And I said, this is the combined form of man and woman. A simple explanation which I thought would be comfortable with them. And a little few minutes later, one rushed back to me and said, no, 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 you've got it wrong. It's strength and wisdom. I said, well, there you are. The strength of the man, the wisdom of the woman, the combined form. It was a very beautiful scene. We laughed. Anyhow, can I ask Laura, what are your thoughts on the, particularly on the answers we got from the questions, if you can recall?
Shanti. It's quite powerful the way Baba makes us purify the feminine and the masculine, whether we are in a masculine body or a feminine body.
But the fact for women to be put in front and to learn security, to learn that sense of insurance and having that faith in themselves, and for men to learn, you know, to put them forward without feeling threatened is a very, very powerful thing. And I think not only this institution is a women organization, but also really revealing and giving importance to the feminine energy. Because if we see any women in front in outside world, it would be on the basis of very masculine quality. I remember once when I was in Rome, we had visited feminists and they were so masculine. So in fact, they said to us, we are not interested in what you are kind of teaching, because they found it was too traditional. The fact of being women, you know, in that sense of putting others forward, serving, and the sense of sacrifice, that of course is so important in this world. And so coming to this organization, I was also very touched to hear that Brahma Baba, it seems, rescued many women in distress who, as a result of that, surrendered their life to him. So I think it's a very powerful thing when women were deprived from all their rights, to learn it the right way, not the oppressive way, but to learn it on the basis of recreating that self-respect and that love for others as a result of that.
Thank you, that's very lovely. What about our brother? What has he got to say for us?
See, I see in my whole life, even in the beginning, my mother used to tell me that doesn't matter if your sister is even younger than you, she's still senior to you. So we learned in our life always to respect them. I could see that my sister could get away with anything and I could not. So I always used to feel that I am at a disadvantage being a brother. So coming to Baba, when I really saw that how Brahma Baba's life, that he was successful businessman. He was so much respected in the family. In other words, he had everything going for him. Still he had the vision that for the transformation of the world, women have to be in the front. How young our dadis were at that time. 16 years old, 18 years old. And being such a mature, you know, person and male body, he put them in front and said that from now on, I am your, you know, like, I will do whatever you want me to do. I will wear what you'll give it to me. I will eat what you'll give to me. Somewhere I felt that if I want to follow Brahma Baba, I have to do the same. So that is where my attitude right from the beginning had been. And what I found in general is that I could do so many things for yajna only if I can stay behind the sisters. I mean, I would have been so scared if they will say, you do it. I said, no, you come with me. You face the people, I will do the job. All the time. And so I didn't have any problem dealing with the sisters. In fact, what happened that most of the time the sisters were younger than me. So I always used to think like being a big brother, even though they did not sometimes think that way, but I always used to think, so many times I come to Madhuban, there are 18 sisters and myself alone. So we are coming, all the time it was like that. And sometimes they used to make fun of me, because in the class, most of the class is all the sisters and I am myself one or two other people sitting. So we were I used to feel that twice like that. But then I felt that maybe that brothers are not able to cope up with that feeling. Somewhere I felt, so that means I am at advantage only if I can be more than, you know, like whatever qualities the sisters have, if I can grow with them even more than them. So So that way I am at disadvantage, I can be on the equal with them if I can grow with more and more feminine quality. So externally was the, you know, very much in my profession, I dealt with many, many big things, but when I come home, I was just like a little one. Little brother.
Can I just take up Laura, point Laura made that Brahma Baba, you mentioned the Brahma Baba rescued many sisters in distress, but I have to say that he also rescued many brothers in distress. But of course we don't hear so much about that in the stories. But I remember attending a birthday party, one of the old Madhaba nurses, and he was telling me how he came to be with Baba. And it was, his family were against him, and they didn't want him to come. And he had to take quite extreme measures because he felt he couldn't live his life outside the institution, outside of Madhaba. Very extreme measures, and in the end they let him go. But we don't hear much about the brothers and how they came to Baba, because particularly in the West we have a culture of the strong silent type. Yes, and the strong silent type, the male is the strong, you know, as you say, quiet, never talks, goes into the emotions as much as this is getting a little better in the West. People are, the male is talking more about his emotional life and the lack of, he wants to be heard. So as a women, we've been quite strident at being want to be heard, I think, that over the last couple of decades. But the men are coming a little more out. So gentlemen, brothers, please, do you have any comments? Yes.
Om Shanti. I want to
Can
share.
I have your name?
My name is Manuel.
And you're from?
From Portugal.
Welcome.
Thank you. I want to share another point of view about this. I think that there are a lot of men that have some energy like the woman. And another woman, a lot of women have some kind of man energy. And I think I remember when I was more or less 15, 18 years, my friends talk about the relationships with a lot of dates with women. And for me, that kind of conversations is like a trash, you know? And I talk about, I think about the benefits with the women in Brahma Kumaris. Why the women is in front of this institution. And for me, I realized that what the world needs is transformation. Transformation. So when the women come in front, I think the Baba gives you opportunity to transformation.
Yes.
The men's rules to the female rules. The strength rules, oppression rules, the love rules. You know, and I think this is now is example to the world that is possible this transformation,
yes.
Transformation
yes.
To love.
Agreed.
You know,
yes.
And for me, this is some kind of example that is possible to change the human in divinity.
Yes.
You know, is the next step.
Next step.
So
I quite agree.
We. Have a lot of years of the men rules, now transformation
yes.
To the love rules, the women rules, and now we have the chance, the opportunity to change to the divinity.
Very beautiful, thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Om Shanti.
Would anybody like to take that up a little bit further?
I think I saw in a kind of different leadership when spirituality and when both that energy is present in Dadi Prakashmani. Because a leader is supposed to put together different elements of an organization with so much wisdom
acknowledging and respecting everyone and making things happen. I don't know, but I think she is that kind of a person. In a way, I remember, when I was young in Vienna, she's actually called Daddy Komarka. And I was wondering why, and I found out that Brahma Baba saw in her, you know, that my daughter, who's actually a brother. And I think that is the quality that I think Daddy Komarka brought. And I like to call her Daddy Komarka rather than Daddy Prakashmini in many ways. Because as a young person, both of those are already very evident. And how she actually developed this organization is with both of those qualities in operation. With so much love and yet so much vision. I remember how the Diamond Hall started when we used to read. She used to read Murli under the tree, and he said, "One day we will have everyone be here, yeah, down below, down the hill." And I think that is what this combination of energy, which Brahma Baba recognized in each one of us. And I think he, in a way, with the guidance of Shivaba, saw that and was able to develop in each one of us. And I think traditionally in society that is not meant because of the paternalistic way of seeing things. And I think this actually, in a way, gave women like us the courage to actually move in front and try our best. I always think that, you know, when we are called to be in the center, did we know anything? We only use, you know, our natural ability to take care of a household, right? And yet, the Murlis and everything that the seniors had taught us, we never learned skill. We learned actually the qualities and the power to put together a center in a way. Only much later did we have to do accounting or things like this, but to be able to build a spiritual organization or a spiritual family is to be able to use the qualities and the virtues of the soul. And I think those are the things that made a difference in terms of the feminine power that comes in. And I also see how women, in a way, are more concerned about being able to move forward by really being introspective in many ways. They always look in terms of themselves. I think that's one aspect that is always part of this organization, that we are taught to actually look from what we can contribute rather than what we can take.
See, I want to bring some qualities of, you know, soft quality. We call it soft power. I always compare with liquid personality, like water. So unassuming. I was in land development. We used to really make the foundations. We used to see that when it's fully graded, like bigger stones, then smaller stones will take the space in between the bigger stones. Then in between the smaller stones, the sand will come. In between sand, the clay will come. And still there will be micro voids in between. And only when water is put into that, water will fill up all the voids. And what it is that when they were compacting the ground, water softens up the edges of the all the material. Like even the silt, it has like edges. They are stick with each other like, and water will soften up the edge and they will go on top of each other. You know? So bringing everything together, that is what I saw, that actually the role of the sisters and the mothers, and which Baba saw, that they will bring everybody together and combine them, make them really have that unity and compacted together, then it becomes a solid foundation. So I see that liquid personality as the biggest feminine quality.
I Another aspect that is also very powerful in women transformation is of becoming self-sufficient and coming out from the dependencies that were so deep in women sanskars. And Baba is really giving us the opportunity to learn that. So I think this is also another aspect that is very unique, and how only in this manner we can learn to give and we can become whole. So, you know, like all the aspect of the being too soft and having taking sorrow easily, all of that. And so I think what Baba makes women conquer, attachment and lust, is so powerful that really it becomes a model that definitely will awaken the world. And when the brothers can also cooperate with that, I remember Baba saying how Baba is very, very happy when we do cooperate with what, you know, those he has made instruments. And so it's like everyone has a very important part. No one is less in that, but it's all what we can create together that makes the big difference. And it's really like a revolutionary model. Because there are a lot of crises, even in the men. I was hearing once in a conference that the men, seeing the women empowering themselves in that way, there is that crisis of identity. But we learn to be together and to just get rid of all these sanskars of really domination and wrong, impure power versus the pure family and the pure power.
Because I was a children's dentist, over the years I had the opportunity to observe obviously many, many mothers with their children, and seeing how some children didn't know how to behave themselves because they'd never had any parameters. You know, I mean, they were literally wild, basically. And the mother would often spend a lot of the time trying them to do something or not do something, in this case, you know, touching all the instruments. And the mother would spend all the time saying, don't. Well, if I was a child and I saw some shiny metal instruments that were quite pointed, that were going to near my mouth, I'd want to know what they were, wouldn't you? And I observed some mothers who had that capacity to sort of transform the energy of the child in a very, very constructive, firm, loving, but very, very, very strong way. And so that's something that I find very interesting, particularly translating what we're talking about, like the feminine principle, into something internal. Like yesterday, Daddy Ratmahini shared with the foreigners, for those who are there, about how she works with taking personal responsibility for what's going on inside her own head, in taking control of the mind and intellect and sanskars, and which I found very, very inspiring. And I've been looking at this, the whole thing of like non-violence, and it feels like when I'm okay externally, we're talking about violence for women, and of course it's not just women, there's a lot of beaten men in the UK as well, which you don't actually hear about, but this whole thing of suppressing and using force, I feel is a very violent kind of a male type of quality, whereas something which I think we're moving to in the BKs now, even in spirit efforts, I feel now, is more self-compassion, kindness, being powerful and strong with yourself, but in a kind and caring way, so that I'm not using a violent energy on myself. And I actually love this idea of the soul like being the mother, and then the mind, intellect, and scars are sometimes like the kids who are always kind of shouting at each other and arguing, and the mother's in the middle. And it's funny that I was just talking to my father just before I came in. He's nearly 94, bless him. He's still driving, shopping, cooking, cleaning. And he said, I didn't have the energy today, so I had to say, come on, get yourself going. Get those dishes done. And he said, is it a bit funny talking to yourself? And I said, no, it's quite natural. And it was quite sweet what he was saying. And I was actually reassuring him that it's actually normal to speak to yourself. But what I've learned over the last little while in spiritual efforts is to use very kind, compassionate, self-affirming language with myself. And I feel that's kind of a feminine principle. And yet at the same time, that male thing is also like the Narayan, where I've started doing some running and exercise after many years, and the mind says, oh, stop, no, don't want to do it. And now I just say to the mind, actually, shh, like in Hindi they say, chup, chup karo, means be quiet, shh. And I say, we're going to carry on running, so it doesn't matter how much you squeal, we're going to do it, okay, so you might as well save your energy. And then after a while, previously I would do that with force, because I was quite determined when I used to be a sports person, but now it's, this is what we're going to do, and it's a quiet energy, and I feel that sort of kindness, compassion, that gentleness is a kind of a feminine quality which I think we probably all need in spiritual efforts.
At this point, could we ask if anybody else would like to share something? Manuel shared so beautifully on transformation that was happening, and Mira's answer about love is this sort of, I'll just quote what she said, love is the master quality of spirituality, very beautiful. And we want true love, we want authenticity in our life, don't we? That's what we're looking for, whether we're male or female. And is anybody would like to share a little bit about that, perhaps their journey here, finding Baba's love and experiencing Baba's true love, and recognizing that love cannot be obtained anywhere else? Would anybody be brave enough to share a little about that? No? Do you want me to share a little bit more about my experience of finding Baba's true love? Yes? Okay. I was invited to work within a prison environment, working with long-term prisoners, male, very male. and I had no experience and no desire, but Baba popped me in there, and off I went. And I immediately recognized that the most important quality that you had to have when stepping into that environment, in a very intense environment, was respect, but also the recognition that they recognize truth. Can you imagine? They really did. They didn't go into any depth, but they recognized the truth. It was always soul to soul. It was such a beautiful thing I noticed. Even the most degenerate, the most unhappy, the most cruel of persons, they really recognized truth. And it's in every soul. And they will recognize truth. But in an enclosed, pressured environment like that, it's very evident. They also recognized true love. And I never discussed love with the group that I was working with for 4 years. I did 3.5 hours every Friday morning for 4 years. So you got through a lot of topics, as you can imagine. They had everything, because they were thirsty. But I never spoke about love in any depth, because I recognized majority of them were there because they killed their wives or their partners. One-off incidents which had changed their lives and many lives. So I never took that topic up. And when I did, it came about in a beautiful way. I asked them, what do you want to share with you next week? And what do you think they said? It wasn't love. But what do you think they wanted the topic on? was on hate, anger, which of course is why they were there. And all week I was churning on anger, and as you know, as Brahmins, sometimes when we churn on things, what happens? We experience all sorts of anger, road rage, sexual anger. Many angers came in front of me and presented themselves. Things I'd never had before in some instances. Some, yes, but my own experience of losing my anger when I became a BK. So this happened. So when I went back, I thought, what am I going to say to them? I hadn't got a plan. So I wrote on the board, anger equals, what do you think they said? Love. Yes? You get it? Because they were there because they thought they were in love and they killed what they loved because they didn't understand it, couldn't relate to it, didn't have a proper relationship. They haven't understood, if you like, touched their own feminine side. And that's why they were there. I hope it's 7 o'clock, so we have to start thinking about winding up. Is anybody quickly like to share something? So never underestimate the power of the feminine, whether it's in the male body or the female body. We are the combined form. Baba's teaching us to integrate the personality, to make that complete form, just to arrive at our karmateet stage. And the basis of that is love. Love for family, love for Baba, love for each other, love for your brothers, love for your sisters.